Happy Wednesday, everybody. Sherm here, the Crazy Asian. Hope you're having a fantastic now, the moment that you listen to this. Motivation. Let's go to that voice message from Positive Vibes.
Hey, Sherms, my friend. Positive Vibes here. It's been a while since I connected with you, my friend. Right now, I was just looking at call-ins to share from my station and came across yours and was like, okay, why can't I just take some time? Just listening to your last episode right now. Always great tips, my friend. I've said it to you before, right? Just Gary V, and I come to you when it just seems like knowledge, you know. It just keeps coming out of you. It doesn't stop. Still on Instagram, right? You're still going strong there as well. But keep doing your thing, my friend. Keep being you. I'm glad that you and me are connected ever since we came on the Anchor platform. And I'm really grateful, my friend, to be open with you. I'm just looking to reconnect, which I talked about a little bit about. I just think there's nothing wrong with reconnecting with people, right? Everybody's going through their own things. And I was just calling my friend to say what's up, and I hope all is well.
Thanks so much for that voice message, Positive Vibes, and I welcome anybody that wants to be able to connect with me. Cell phone number is 262-271-4411. You want to email me, sherman.on@mutualmoha.com. You can DM me Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I am occasionally on Snapchat. I do have a TikTok. What other platforms are there? LinkedIn. So, and obviously here on Anchor platform. And I wanted to talk about motivation today because I think we can be motivated by others. For me, there's this yin and yang in welcoming people's opinions at the same time completely disregarding it. So when it comes to people's opinions about myself, I don't give it a lot of value, even the positive ones, because no one truly knows my intent. No one knows what I've been through. And so if they want to judge me, they don't have the full context. Now, of course, those closest to you, your really close friends, your family might have, 70% of what's going on, but they don't know what's inside your mind. They don't know what you're thinking about. And there are a lot of private things that we've gone through that we haven't maybe shared with anybody. And so I really appreciated Positive Vibes voice message. Number one is, I think it's always a great thing to reconnect with people in a positive way. I don't think that needs to be apologetic in any way. Apologizing that things got ahead of us and, life has gotten busy. That's just the nature of life. There's very few people I know that are, constantly feeling like they are staying up to date with everybody and what's going on in the world. And that's okay. We all get busy with the different things that are going on in our lives. And that's just part of humanity in balancing out the pull of your own life at the same time, the influence and pushing and helping of others get to where they want to go. So the motivation that comes from, for the yin and yang is those that we can sometimes be motivated by others. It could be the example of what someone did. You thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe, the Colonel Sanders started his Kentucky Fried Chicken empire at the age of 65. Or I can't believe that, somebody made it in Hollywood and they were in their 40s and where you thought it was a young person's game. What happens is we see other people's lives and successes and that can be motivating. At the same time, we can use other people's lives where they didn't try. They didn't have a go at it. They had regrets at the end of their life that they missed out on opportunities. They had regrets that they didn't become the person that they wanted to become. And those regrets can be motivating to us as well. And so other people's lives can be motivating to us. At the same time, you want to be able to make sure that you have your own internal mechanism of motivation. Zig Ziglar once said, motivation is like a shower. You need to do it at least daily. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. At the same time, I don't want people to feel like they have to have external motivation in order to get to where they want to go. Internal motivation is going to be far more lasting and rewarding to you personally, because you're moving in a direction that is pleasing to you and not pleasing to others. And it's that internal drive, I think, that really is the constant continuation of what you want to accomplish. If you don't know what you want, then you're not going to get what you want. And as obvious as that statement is, too many times people go throughout their lives hoping they'll just stumble into something, hoping that by, you know, maybe taking a vacation, working hard, it's going to just happen. I think that we need to be moved in order to, and moved in a specific direction in order to propel ourselves into an area that we want to be. Now, action is better than inaction, right? The lack of a decision is the decision. So action can help us get to where we want to go. Far more rewarding if we know in which direction to pursue. So you might not necessarily know what you want to do with your life, quote unquote, but going to college to figure it out might be helpful. Deciding to take that first job, even though it's not your ideal job, your dream job, might be the right way to go. If you love sports, then maybe working at a local sports team in their operations might be exactly what you need. If it might not be in the sport that you wanted to, but it might get you to where you need to be and start networking and start producing results that can then translate to where you want to be. I think about people that maybe started out as, in one particular role, and then it shifted as time went on and they themselves shifted in their own interests and aspirations. And that's okay. When you're motivated from within, you start moving your life in a direction that's motivating for you. And it doesn't need to make sense to anybody else. It's about what you want to accomplish. So there's, I don't know if any of you ever watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Sometimes, though, those chefs, those great restaurant owners, those food truck individuals started out doing something completely different. It reminds me of one that was recently on, an episode I recently watched, San Antonio. Lady was a bus driver, school bus driver, and she retired and decided to open up her own Puerto Rican restaurant in San Antonio. And is doing a phenomenal job. So when most people retire and, you know, hang their, you know, put their feet up on the couch or, you know, on the coffee table, she decides to open up a restaurant and is loving it. And so she might have loved being a bus driver, and now she loves being a restaurant owner, loves being a chef. And that's exactly what she wants to be doing. She doesn't need to be a mega millionaire, have her face on the side of a tin can selling something, or on the package of a tortilla chips. She's doing exactly what she wants to be doing. And each of us can be moved in that direction. And so this voice message from Positive Vibes reminds me that people in our lives can be the oxygen we need to our fire. They can help fan that flame, that passion project, to help us move forward. At the same time, think about the kind of friend that you are, the kind of influence you are to your circle of friends. Do you encourage them to go after what they want? Do you encourage them to be the kind of person that they want to be? Are you a positive influence on who they are and who they want to become? Because if you want those kinds of people in your life, then we have to look in the mirror and make sure that we are that kind of person in order to add that kind of influence. I'll finish it off with a conversation I had yesterday with a friend of mine that when I first graduated from college, I was working at Shopko as an assistant manager out in Utah, and Kohl's corporate office moved me out to Wisconsin. I was working in the buying office, and one of the individuals I met out there was a gal named Sonia. And Sonia and I have been fast friends since then, and she's moved on to different careers, so have I. And she's actually moved out of the state when, and I, so did I, right? So we were in Wisconsin. She ended up moving out to California. Was in San Francisco and then moved to San Francisco to the Southern California. And we've kept in contact. And then just recently I'd moved out here, down here to Houston, and she called and she wanted to tell me what was, you know, kind of update. And it's been a while, and she wanted to kind of have an encouraging conversation, kind of be buoyed up in her predicament, have an outside perspective on what's going on. And as we were talking, I was reminded that our past can definitely cast a shadow or be an anchor at our progression. And doing is the best way to get out of those feelings of anxiousness and those feelings of not being where we want to be. And so Sonia can use the cell phone and reach out to me, and we can continue to stay connected to each other. And when she's down on her luck, can call me if I need somebody, as I occasionally do. I network, and she's well connected. And so we can be of value to each other despite not being shoulder to shoulder, face to face, belly to belly. And I think that we can create the communities that we want by following the right hashtags, by following the right people, by having the right individuals by our sides. So think about those closest to you. Are they booing you up, or are they dragging you down? And what kind of influence are you? Are you adding value to others' lives? I hope the answer is yes. Wish you all well, finding that inner motivation. Sherm's out.